there. Good morning and welcome to another episode of Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimak here on this magnificent, and yes, I do mean magnificent Monday. Let's kick things off in prayer with St. Augustine's prayer to the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Breathe in me, O Holy Spirit, that my thoughts may all be holy. Act in me, O Holy Spirit, that my work too may be holy. Draw my heart, O Holy Spirit, that I love but what is holy. Strengthen me, O Holy Spirit, to defend all that is holy. Guard me, that, O Holy Spirit, that I always may be holy. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Well, I want to thank you for joining us today on the program. We've got a good show for you today. Coming up, speaker and author Randy Hain will be here to discuss a recent article that he posted online, Oh, Joyful Catholics, Where Are You? I think that's a real problem, something we need to talk about. And in addition, we'll be visited by our friend Chris Stepien to talk about his book, Dying to Be Happy. Do you think that the world will ever see another Mother Teresa? Well, Chris Stepien is going to challenge us to say, that might be you. Wow, that's an awesome thought on this Monday morning. Dave Parker, good morning, my friend.
Good morning, Gary.
Caught you by surprise there.
Yeah, you did. Yes, how are you? Good morning, everyone.
You're ready, right?
I said not me.
Okay.
There's no way it's me.
What? Oh, the mother. Okay, I forgot what I said already. I need to start listening to myself, right?
Well, that's what every saint says, you know, or every, you know, Mother Teresa probably said, never going to be me. Come on.
I just panicked here because I couldn't find my coffee cup. It was behind the microphone. This is a problem. So, Dave.
So, Gary.
Anything big going on today?
Oh, let's see. Oh, maybe. A solar eclipse.
Ah.
Yes.
What do you know about the solar eclipse?
Not to look at it without having any eye protection.
Is that an old wives' tale, or is that serious?
Oh, that's serious.
Because I remember when I was young, my mother said, you have to go in your room and pull the shades down. You can't look. I mean, So talk about that for a minute.
Well, okay. Well, the reason we need that, everyone, and as we have heard, and now in this multimedia age, it's because if we look at the eclipse, because there's certain rays that are filtered out, are allowed to come in, you know, through the atmosphere,
right.
I mean, through space into the atmosphere, and they could directly burn the retina, the back of our eyes.
From what I understand, it's concentrated, really the gist of it, because it's only around the edge that you're getting in, so it's more concentrated light what the problem is.
Absolutely.
Now, doesn't mean if you don't have glasses, you can go outside, you can do things.
Outside.
Just don't look directly at the sun, but don't look at the sun directly anyway.
I mean, that's what I was thinking.
I don't do that now.
Right.
Even on a normal day, it's not necessarily a good idea. But I would say sit in the wonder of God and the creation is thing to take in.
Exactly.
The beauty of it.
And I was to that point, like Frank's point, don't look up at it. But I mean, adults won't do that. But there are little kids that might be out, and they've heard of this, and they may just look up anyways, not knowing anything.
Well, I think Anna Mitchell was talking about like her baby and what she was planning on doing, because they're going out and seeing it, and obviously her newborn does not have glasses that would quite fit. Mm-hmm. She's going to cover the baby during the eclipse,
mm-hmm.
like with something, mm-hmm. so that way there's no way for the baby to look at the sun.
Yes.
So it's keeping that in mind, mm-hmm. but for older children, it's certainly talking to them about it.
Absolutely.
And, you know, and
educating them
on that, mm-hmm. and the wonder of it. So I think sometimes with these things, we can create this scariness of it. It's not about scariness. It's actually the wonder of God.
Yeah, I would say it's the awe-inspiring. Look at what the Creator has done, and we're being blessed, and you know, to be part of it.
When was the last time that this occurred?
North America, 100 years ago. Yeah. Like it was.
Well, total eclipse.
No, a total eclipse that went all across America like this. Yeah. This is a unique one. There's other ones. They happen.
There's one like a partial, like today in 79.
That's the one I heard of, right?
Yeah. I remember that's when my oldest son was born, 1979.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think I was too involved looking down instead of looking up.
Yeah. But a total eclipse that travels the whole U.S. like this is a very unique thing.
Yeah. I have a neighbor that who is an amateur astronomer. Very nice, Terry. He and some friends and family drove to, I think he said, somewhere in Kentucky. You know, because he's going to be in the well, the zone of totality, of as they have called it, where it's going to be 100%. We're in about 75 to 80%. Right. So
still a very amazing event. Also, over the weekend, Jerry Lewis died.
Oh.
One of my heroes. I mean, boy, I don't think Labor Day has ever been the same since he gave up the telethon. I mean, I have such memories of watching him. Just a funny, funny, brilliant man.
Absolutely.
Very deep man, too.
Very deep, but I mean, he had that comedic genius that he was gifted with. Mm-hmm. You know, he could be so serious and all of a sudden he'd go, blah!
I know.
I remember the telethon,
so
too. You know, he was instrumental in a lot of formation. I mean, I love humor. We all love humor. But, I mean, he was one of the, the top two in my estimation.
There is, who would you rank up here, up there with him?
With him?
Top two.
Okay. Oh, boy. I was thinking, I love George Carlin. There was a guy, let's say a third one. I don't know if anybody remembers Professor Irwin Corey. Mm. I was thinking about him last week, and he always played on language, and he would always kind of deliberately mess up a word.
Yeah, right.
Words.
Right.
I loved him. Oh, man, there's so many comedians.
And you know, looking at you, you bear a resemblance. If you've never seen Professor Irwin Corey, make sure you Google him and you'll know the gist of that joke.
Thanks.
I couldn't resist that, Parker.
No, that was good, though. That was humorous.
No,
right.
But, you know, but Jerry Lewis, say a prayer for the repose of his soul.
Absolutely.
He brought a lot of enjoyment. He was a very interesting person. He was funny. He was passionate about MDA. I mean, there's no doubt about that. He helped a lot of people in his life, too.
Yeah. Can I get back to the comedian theme? I mean, back in the day when there were basically only three networks, I mean, we would see a lot more comedians on some of the Ed Sullivan shows and stuff.
Right.
And now it's like on HBO, and just they're not this generation. There are some decent, I think, comedians in this generation or since then. But they are the classics going back to the 50s, 60s, and 70s.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, they could be clean. They were clean. But, I mean, they actually were funny.
Oh.
You know?
Another one of my favorites has always been Don Rickles. He's just guy that made me laugh.
Mr. Warmth?
I mean, he was just – I just found him really funny. And so a lot of good comedians out there. And you're right. I don't know where they are, but we have you here today.
One last thing. We were talking about in a nature theme.
You are all over the place.
Yeah,
nature,
I am. Yeah, very eclectic. Okay, but driving over. Last week you mentioned the deer sightings.
Yeah.
Right down the road coming in, I mean, there were some mamas and baby deer, and they were frolicking and romping in the field. They were just having a grand old time.
They are great to watch, aren't
they? Oh, they are. And I stopped and took a video.
Wow.
Okay.
Very neat. Very neat. Yeah, we are surrounded by nature here. Speaking of nature, let me do a quick look at the weather forecast before we do the gospel. At the moment, at the Philadelphia International Airport, under mostly cloudy skies, the temperature is 69 degrees. Today, it'll be mostly sunny, high near 87. Tonight, slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, low around 74. Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 93. At the present time, in Kennett Square, it's 67. In Conshohocken, it is 57. And in Quakertown, it's 59 degrees. We have quite a variation in our listening area for different temperatures. Okay, gospel time. Matthew 19, verses 16 through 22. This is the gospel from Daily Mass. A young man approached Jesus, and he said, "Teacher, what good must I do to gain eternal life?" And Jesus answered him, "Why do you ask me about the good? There is only one who is good. If you wish to enter into life, keep the commandments." The man asked him, "Which ones?" And Jesus replied, "You shall not kill, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, honor your father and your mother, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself." The young man said to Jesus, All of these I have observed. What do I still lack?" And Jesus said to him, "If you wish to be perfect, go sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come follow me." Mm. When the young man heard this statement, he went away sad, for he had many possessions. We all know the story. We've heard it many times. If if we put ourselves in the position of the young man, I mean, the guy obviously is trying to do the right thing. He wants to get to heaven. He seeks Jesus out. And he says, what do I need to do?
Mm-hmm.
What is the thing that keeps you away from Jesus or keeps you from following him? Is it possessions? Is it love of comfort? I mean, we all have a different
pride
thing. Yeah, I mean,
many things.
What is the thing? And if you're not sure, ask the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, what is keeping me from following Jesus more closely? We're going to have Randy Hain on after the break, and he's going to talk about what it means to be a joyful Catholic. And I'm going to tell you, and this is from my heart, the gospel is a challenging message. If we're just going to let the words of Christ go in one ear and out the other, which is the way I've lived my life for many years, if we're going to do that, then it's not that challenging. But if we really take into account what's being said here, that material things, possessions, love of comfort, pride, like Dave said, whatever it is, these things are literally holding us back from growing closer to Christ. You don't grow closer to Christ, you're not going to make it to heaven. I mean, that's really the way it is.
That's the bottom line, folks.
I hear this gospel, it wakes me up.
Yeah, me too.
Right? I mean, there is something holding me back. I'm going to try to find out what that is today and try to really accept the call of Jesus to follow him. We don't know what happened to this young man.
Yes.
He might have changed his mind and eventually followed the Lord, but he might not have to.
Yeah, and I was just going to say, I mean, with the less than a minute that we have, he went away sad because, oh, I have to give up some of these creature comforts of the world.
Right.
And he wasn't quite ready. Maybe he came back.
That, you know? We don't
Where
know.
Are we I mean, in there? We're all that
hope,
young,
right,
man.
Frank? I mean,
there's always hope.
We have all been in that position at one time or another, right?
All the time.
I'm not going to give this up. I can't do this. There's no way. And then you give it up a little, and then the Lord asks you to give something else up, and on and on, right?
Yes.
That's exactly it.
I mean, that's the challenge. He doesn't want us to stay where we are, and you get to the point where you say, wait a minute, Lord, I gave up all this. What else do I have to
And
do?
Sometimes it's easy also to stay stagnant.
Oh, it's very easy.
Yeah, that's comfort.
I find it very easy to stay stagnant. And inertia is a powerful thing.
Yes, it is.
And you could just get carried along by not doing anything sometimes. So we're going to change that here on this Monday morning on Spirit in the Morning. When we come back, Randy Hain will join us to talk about, oh, joyful Catholics, where are you? We need you, joyful Catholics. Let's talk about that when we come back. Grab a cup of coffee. We will be right back.
Franciscan Media Saint of the Day for August 21st. Today we celebrate Pope St. Pius X. Born into a poor Italian family in 1835, Joseph Sarto was elected pope at age 68. Ever mindful of his humble origins, he was often embarrassed by the splendor of the papal court. Pope Pius was intensely interested in politics and encouraged Italian Catholics to become more involved politically. One of his first papal acts was ending the supposed right of governments to interfere in papal elections. Pius X is perhaps best remembered for his encouragement of the frequent reception of Holy Communion, especially by children. In 1910, he declared that children had reached the age of reason at age 7 and should therefore be permitted to receive the Eucharist. On the 11th anniversary of his papal election, Europe was plunged into the First World War. Pius had foreseen it, but the war's impact troubled him deeply. Blessed with great empathy, he understood the trials of life, and his great heart wanted to comfort everyone. "I would gladly give my life to save my poor children from this ghastly scourge," he said. The Holy Father died in 1914 and was canonized in 1954. There's more about the saints, along with inspiration and Catholic resources, at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
Support for Holy Spirit Radio is provided in part by Holly Hill Health Foods, a family-owned business for over 25 years, located at 1200 Welsh Road, North Wales, PA. They offer a large selection of vitamins, minerals, herbs, formulas, and three nutritionists to serve you. Call them at 215-361-7770 or visit their website at www.hollyhillhealth.com.
More inspiring than a cheesesteak. Spirit.
Spirit.
Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
Had a long day, I just wanna relax. Don't have time for my friends, no time to chit-chat. Problems at my job, wondering what to do. I know I should be working, but I'm thinking of you. And just when I feel this crazy world is gonna bring me down, that's when your smile comes around. Ooh, I love the way you hold me by my side. You'll always be, you take each and every day, make it special in some way. I love the way you hold me in your arms. I'll always be, you take each and every day, make it special in some way. I love you more than the words in my brain can express. I can't imagine even loving you less. Lord, I love the way you hold me. Whoa, oh, 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 oh. You flipped it around, calmed the tidal wave and put my feet on the ground. Forever in my heart, always on my mind. It's crazy how I think about you all of the time. And just when I think I'm about to figure you out, you make me wanna sing and shout. I love the way you hold me by my side. You'll always be, you take each and every day, make it special in some way. I love the way you hold me in your arms. I'll always be, you take each and every day, make it special in some way. I love you more than the words in my brain can express. I can't imagine even loving you less. Lord, I love the way you hold me. Whoa, oh, 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 oh. For all you've done, wish I could tell you in a short story or poem, but all I have is my voice and this guitar, and you have my heart. Ooh, I love the way you hold me by my side. You'll always be, you take each and every day, make it special in some way. I love the way you hold me in your arms. I'll always be, you take each and the way you hold me by my side. You'll always be, you make each and every day oh so special. I love the way you hold me in your arms. I'll always be, you take each and every day, make it special in some way. I love you more than the words in my brain can express. I can't imagine even loving you less. Lord, I love the way you hold me. Oh, 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 oh.
Welcome back to Spirit in the Morning. That's Jamie Grace and Toby Mack. The name of the song is Hold Me. I'm Gary Zimak. The time, 7:18. So glad to have you with us today on the program. Are you joyful today? Do you sometimes seem to lack joy? There is, I personally believe this is a major problem among Catholics. Well, we're going to be joined now by Randy Hain. Randy is the president of Servium Partners Consulting and Coaching. He actively serves on a number of nonprofit boards in the Atlanta community. He's also the senior editor for the Integrated Catholic Life, which he co-founded in 2010. Randy also is the author of several books about the Catholic faith. He's a convert. He came into the church in 2006. He's a good friend, and it's good to catch up with him once again. Randy Hain, good morning, my friend.
Good morning, Gary. How are you?
I am wonderful. Thanks so much for coming on the show to talk about what I think is a phenomenal article that you recently posted on Integrated Catholic Life, Randy. Oh, joyful Catholics, where are you? Randy, it's a real problem. Why do you think it is that there seems to be oftentimes a lack of joy among Catholics?
Well, you know, I think as I just think about my own busy life, you know, there's so much going on. We're always in the business world. We're in meetings. We've got emails coming at us. We've got social media distracting us. We've just got the world surrounding us. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to be over dramatic, but I think it just sometimes crushes the joy right out of us if we allow it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And yet we're not called to suffer through that. We're called to be joyful as Catholics. So I wrote the post to encourage the readers to really think about the different ways that we can respond to that pressure and really be the light of Christ and share that joy to others.
And one of the points you make, in fact, you open the article with this point, is that you believe that one of the greatest obstacles to evangelization with others is that many of us have forgotten to be joyful. And I agree with you there. If we're not joyful, why should somebody listen to us about Christ, right? I mean, they want what we have. If we're miserable, they're going to think, well, why should I be a follower of Christ?
Well, you know, you and I have talked about this over the years. One of the areas I feel called ministry is, you know, integrating faith and work.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't always start out my conversations at work with, you know, I'm Catholic and you should be too.
What I try to do is
reflect the light of Christ and let people see that I'm happy. And I find that often they will ask me, you know, what's going on with you? There's something going on.
Right.
I want to know what that is. And it gives me a chance to talk about my faith. So evangelization can start with a smile on your face and how you act and speak to others.
Randy, do you always have to feel the joy to be able to show it?
You know, that's a great question. You know, I think sometimes if we're not feeling it, we need to sort of question why we're not feeling
yep.
it. But we're called to do it anyway. So even though we're having a lot of challenges, you know, St. Paul was prolific in his writings and always talking about, at the beginning of his letters, how he was suffering from something. He was in
yeah.
prison. He had been beaten. I mean, he was always talking about the challenge, but then he went immediately to, but we are overjoyed.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And if we look at the life of Paul, if we look at the life of the lives of the early Christians, especially in the Acts of the Apostles, we see a lot of joy there. But when we look at the circumstances of their lives, we think, wow, why? Why were they joyful, right? I mean, there's obviously, there's a bigger picture, isn't there?
You know, there is. You know, and I think it would behoove all of us to reflect on the early life of the church. I mean, to be a Christian in the early centuries was really about martyrdom. It was about persecution. And yet, the church thrived and grew because this small band of Christians really, despite all of that, shared the love and joy and what they were called to do by Christ. So I think it's interesting to think about what they had to go through versus what maybe we have to go through today, which sometimes is not nearly as bad. And I don't mm-hmm. want to overlook our brothers and sisters in the Middle East,
correct.
But you and I in America have a very easy time of it, quite frankly, and yet mm-hmm. we sometimes feel gloomy, and we need to think about that.
And Randy, if we really think about it, if for the most part our joy is oftentimes dependent upon external circumstances. And if we really think about what Christ is offering, he's offering us an alternative to that. He's saying, well, you can be joyful even in the midst of adversity. I find that very attractive and appealing.
Yeah, I do too. I do too. And you make a great point. As I said at the beginning, you know, the culture, society surrounds us with distractions.
Yep.
And yet if we keep our focus on him, he's shown us the way. If we'll just focus and concentrate and pray throughout the day, we can ignore those distractions and keep our eyes on him if we wish.
Now, you mentioned in this post, and we are going to have this linked at spiritinthemorning.com because it's such a great blog post, you mentioned four simple actions that you personally try to follow in your daily life in order to maintain your joy. You want to talk about those for a little bit?
Absolutely. And they're very simple, but they've been very profound and helpful for me over the years. The first is to surrender to Christ every day and recommit to put him first.
Wow.
The second is give up my burdens to Jesus in my daily prayer. I'm inclined to pride and all those things that a lot of men sometimes struggle with,
yeah.
but I can't go it alone, and I need his help. The third is just be grateful for my blessings and my challenges, but just to be grateful and express that gratitude in prayer. And then the final is something I give in my talk sometimes, is the idea of starting with the end in mind.
Mm-hmm.
And picture yourself before Jesus one day at the end of your life and him saying to you, well done, good and faithful servant. And then ask yourself, am I living the kind of life that will merit that conversation with our Lord? It's an easy question, but a difficult one to answer.
It sure is, and I think it's an important one to address. In today's gospel, we saw the story of the rich young man who came to Jesus, and ultimately he said, well, you know, what do I do to inherit eternal life? What do I do to get to heaven? I'm following the commandments. And Jesus said, well, give up your possessions. Obviously, that was a problem in his life. It's challenging, Randy, with we live in a materialistic world. We are told that we need to have things in order to be happy. But ultimately, the source of our happiness, the source of lasting happiness, is a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
No, absolutely, absolutely. And the older I get, I really have been on this journey for a number of years to simplify my life.
Yeah.
But I find that the more I get rid of things and things that really are in the way of my relationship with Him, the happier I feel. So my wife and I are united in this effort to really get the stuff out of our life that's a distraction and only leave the things that are good for us. And it's a mindset shift, but it's definitely something that's made us happier and more joyful.
I agreed. We're doing the same thing in our life. Randy, it's really great to catch up with you again. It's been a while since we've spoken. I am an admirer of your work for a long time. You are really helping many, many people. Where can our listeners find out more about your information? I think you've written 6 books now, is that correct?
Seven.
Seven,
they're
wow.
All on, a few more in the works, but
awesome.
They're all at Amazon, and then all of my Catholic blogging can be found at integratedcatholiclife.org.
integratedcatholiclife.org. We'll have all this linked at spiritinthemorning.com. Randy Hayne, my friend, it's always a pleasure to catch up with you. Thanks for joining us this morning.
God bless your ministry, Gary. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Randy Hayne, oh, joyful Catholics, where are you? Dave Parker, he makes some really great points. This idea of surrender. Now you're a man. I'm a man. You belong to a men's group. You share with a lot of other men.
Yes.
We don't like to surrender, Dave.
No.
We don't like to admit that we're not in charge.
Exactly.
It's hard for us as men.
Exactly. But our Cabrini, St. Francis Cabrini men's group. I mean, we've been talking about. I mean, that comes up recurringly. We must surrender. We've got to surrender to Jesus. Otherwise, we won't attain or we won't go forward spiritual life.
That's right.
I mean, that's one of the first things. I love those 4 points.
They were simple.
Randy.
They
yes.
were simple, but they give us a lot of good advice about how it is to be joyful. You can't just force yourself to be joyful, Dave. And I think that's the important thing. Yeah. So if, as Randy said, if we are struggling, if we don't feel joy, then we have to look internally and say, okay, what's wrong? And that's where those 4 points can help us.
Exactly. What are the impediments in my own life that are precluding me from attaining that joy?
That's right. So that's a question for all of us to really address today with ourselves. What is standing in my way? Why am I not joyful? And ultimately, it leads back to how is the relationship between me and Christ? How is that relationship? That's something we all have to work on today. When we come back, we're going to be joined by author Chris Stepien to talk about his book, Dying to Be Happy. This is a conversation I think we all need to hear, something we all need to think about. When we come back, we will have that discussion with Chris Stepien. You know the deal. Grab yourself some coffee, put your feet up, relax. We're going to be here for the rest of the hour. Thanks for joining us on Spirit in the Morning. Stay tuned.
I'm Anna Mitchell with this Holy Spirit Radio News Update. President Donald Trump will use a nationally televised address to outline for a war-weary nation the strategy he believes will best position the U.S. to eventually declare victory in Afghanistan. The president has not offered any clues about whether he would send thousands more troops into Afghanistan or order that they be withdrawn. The speech tonight will also give Trump a chance for a reset after one of the most difficult weeks of his presidency so far. Pope Francis yesterday prayed for victims of several terror attacks last week. During his Angelus address, the Holy Father said, quote, "We carry in our hearts the pain over the terroristic attacks in recent days that have claimed numerous victims in Burkina Faso, in Spain, and in Finland. Let us pray for those who died, for the wounded, and for their families, and let us implore the Lord, the God of mercy and peace, to free the world from this inhuman violence," end quote. And Americans are staking out prime viewing spots along a narrow corridor stretching from Oregon to South Carolina to watch the moon blot out the sun today. It promises to be the most observed and photographed eclipse in history. Eclipse watchers everywhere, well into the millions, are hoping for clear skies for their first total solar eclipse to sweep across the United States coast to coast in practically a century. Astronomers consider a full eclipse the grandest of cosmic spectacles. With this Holy Spirit Radio News Update, I'm Anna Mitchell.
A quote from St. Teresa of Avila: "We must not neglect to exercise ourselves in self-knowledge, for this is of great importance in the contemplative way. But this should be done with due regard to time and measure. I mean that after a soul has yielded and surrendered itself, and clearly understands that of itself it has no good thing, and is ashamed and confounded to stand before so great a king, and sees how little it returns for so many gifts. What necessity is there, under these circumstances, to occupy it and make it spend more time in this? We must let it pass to other things which the Lord places before it, so that it may come forth from itself and fly to consider the greatness of its God."
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. Mary Harris put her faith and her credit card into the hands of Jay Valentine, an unemployed homeless man in Manhattan. "I asked her for change and told her I wasn't working," Jay told the New York Post. "She said she only had a credit card, and she said, 'Can I trust you?' I told her I'm honest, yes." Mary said she had no reservations about letting Jay borrow her credit card to buy some essentials. His purchases totaled about $25 and included deodorant and vitamin water. Jay added that it never occurred to him to betray Mary's trust. "I wasn't tempted at all," said the former real estate agent. "She trusted me, and I didn't want to violate that trust. It sets a good example that people in need, like I am or worse, can and should be trusted." This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
You are listening to Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
I might be halfway through this valley, and my eyes just can't see a quick way out. And it might seem life's got it out for me, like I'm in way too deep, but I have found every single circumstance I can place in greater hands. I won't let my trouble bring me down. I've got your down in my soul. I'm gonna take it everywhere I go. Not gonna worry about what I don't know. I'll be alright as long as I've got your here in my heart. Waving like a torch, fighting off the dark. In the jet black night, I'm gonna see the stars. I'll be alright as long as I've got your, your, your. So I'll just cast my cares, won't sink into despair. I won't find answers there, only doubt. Every single circumstance I can face in greater hands. God, I know you'll never let me down. I've got your down in my soul. I'm gonna take it everywhere I go. Not gonna worry about what I don't know. I'll be alright as long as I've got your here in my heart. Waving like a torch, fighting off the dark. In the jet black night, I'm gonna see the stars. I'll be alright as long as I've got your, your, your. It's gonna be my strength, be my truth. Gonna light the way, see me through. Gonna be my hope, be my shield. Gonna lift me up no matter how I feel. Gonna be my strength, be my truth. Gonna light the way, see me through. Gonna be my hope, be my shield. Gonna lift me up no matter how I feel. I've got your down in my soul. I'm gonna take it everywhere I go. Not gonna worry about what I don't know. I'll be alright as long as I'm
that was Joy by Johnny Diaz. I'm Gary Zimak. You were listening to Spirit in the Morning. Quick note that, you know, I was just talking to Dave Parker on the break. I didn't pick that. You know, I picked the songs for the show. I didn't pick that based on the fact that Randy Hayne was just on talking about Joy. Mm-hmm, but Holy Spirit works in interesting ways sometimes. So that really is kind of cool. Speaking of Joy, I am overjoyed to be joined by my friend Chris Stepien right now. He's the author of the great book, Dying to Be Happy, Discovering the Truth About Life. All right, Chris, are you ready, my friend?
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
How are you, buddy?
I'm wonderful.
I am, too, now that you're here. Hey, yeah, we've rehearsed this interview extensively, so it's going to be a good one, right?
Oh, come on, tell the truth. It'll be what it'll be. We'll put it in God's hands.
It always works out, brother. I thank you for being on with us today. We're continuing a discussion on your book, Dying to Be Happy. And today we are focusing on, Chris, this is an incredibly important topic that we're going to talk about today. You mention in your book, do you think the world will ever see another Mother Teresa? And then you go on to say, why couldn't that be you? I'm not good enough, Chris.
Oh, we're all good enough.
Let's talk about it.
With the help of God.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, Jesus said, for example, it is more difficult, it is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than it is for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. But we often forget there's a dot, dot, dot there. Mm-hmm. But all things are possible with God. Mm-hmm. So you and I could be the next Mother Teresa or the next St. Francis of Assisi if we are willing to turn our will and our lives over to God and to say, Lord, what do I need to do? And what did he tell the rich young man? You mentioned that reading.
He said,
let go of this world. Let go. It's so interesting. There's so many things in our lives that we have to go through.
Right.
You know, whether you're speaking of rehearsal, when you rehearse, whether it's for a television show, I'm a former television producer, director, at some point, you have to let go of that script.
Right.
You have to let go of all that preparation and trust. Trust your training, trust your rehearsing, trust your talent. And in our case, we have to trust God. And he gives us some very important, explicit instructions as what he wants us to do in this world. We have to trust him that he will use us to fulfill that.
In your book, you make a challenge. You have a very challenging statement that I have underlined in yellow. You say, you'd be amazed what you can accomplish with God if you're willing to do more than give lip service to your faith. How big of a problem is this, Chris? How common is it for Christians to give lip service to their faith?
Well, I've never done a study. I don't have statistics, but I quote Mother Teresa a few times in the book, and I don't use this quote, but I'd like to share it this morning.
Sure.
She said, Gandhi felt fascinated at knowing Christ. He met Christians and felt let down. I think, you know, hypocrisy is a serious problem. Jesus called the Pharisees out for it. It is easy. Talk is cheap. You heard that expression, I'm sure, many times. And it is. It's so easy to talk about faith. You know, Christianity on paper is very simple.
Yeah.
Love one another. Go try it. You know,
try to
not be critical of someone. Remember the movie Scent of a Woman, and Al Pacino is defending Charlie when he's in front of the school court, if you will, and he says, I always knew the right path in my life. It was clear to me, but I never took it because it was too damn hard. Remember that?
And
he was telling the truth. He knew what was right, and the same thing is true for us. God is calling us to be truthful with ourselves and say, okay, I am rich. I have many things I don't need, and including I have time to do things. I just choose the way I spend them.
Wow. You know, in that gospel today, getting back to that about the rich young man, when Jesus really saw through, he saw the big problem with this guy, and that was what was holding him back, his possessions. And we don't know, as I said earlier in the program, we don't know what happened. He may have had a change of heart. But Chris, I think we're all called to that every day, that challenge from the Lord. Like, there's something holding you back. There's something holding me back. What is that, and are you really serious about following me? We say we're followers of Christ, but then the minute some suffering enters into our lives, we say, well, I don't want that. I mean, Jesus, I know you suffered all the time, and I want to follow you, but don't give me any of that suffering stuff. I'm very hypocritical when it comes to that as well. It's challenging.
Yeah, suffering is one thing. Another thing is, you know, we one of the things I emphasize in the book is Matthew 25, the sheep and the goats clause, I call it. The idea that we're, did you feed me? Did you quench my thirst? Clothe me? Visit me in prison? Welcome the stranger? And, you know, one of the best kept secrets of the Catholic Church is an organization that's near and dear to my heart called the St. Vincent de Paul. Mm-hmm. And it was founded by a 20-year-old college student named Frederick Ozanam, who was in Paris, France, and he was very fond of lip service, debating and defending the church. And one day, in a debate with other students, many of whom were atheists and agnostics, one of them said, "Let us be frank, Mr. Ozanam. What is it that you do besides talk to prove that this faith you have is in you?"
Wow!
Oh, and that call out that call, they called him out on his hypocrisy. And he and his and another half dozen pals, fellow students, and one you might call him faculty advisor, formed the Society of St. Vincent de Paul.
Wow.
And what came to be the Society. Mm. And by the time he was dead, speaking of dying to be happy, by the time he had died, there were 2,000 chapters or conferences, as they're called, all over the world, Europe, the Middle East, and North America, including here in the United States.
Right.
And interestingly, he died 20 years after founding the St. Vincent de Paul. He was only 40 years old.
Wow.
He had a famous saying. He said, "What strange creatures we are. We worry about what we're going to be doing 20 years from now, but we don't even know if we'll be alive. We'll be alive tomorrow, you know, and then we get caught up. And
yeah.
That's much of what we're holding on to.
And that's so
life.
True. That's so true. And I get caught up in that too, because we make decisions based on, well, how is this going to affect me 10, 20 years from now, next year, next month or whatever. But you're right. We don't know. We might be called home by then. And then in the meantime, we might hesitate and not do anything just based on worry about the future. Chris, I want to ask you this. Somebody's listening saying, you know what? I don't have any skills. I'm too old. I can't even get out of the house. I can't do anything to imitate Mother Teresa. What would you say to that person?
I would say, well, can you pick up a phone? Can you send an email? Contact your parish and say, I want to work with someone in need in some way, somehow.
Right.
For example, the St. Vincent of Paul, they often are looking for volunteers to return calls to needy people who call in and say, I need help.
Wow.
Somebody has to begin that communication process and find out, okay, Gary, you called. What is it that you need? What are your circumstances? Where do you live? We're going to send a couple of Vincentians, a couple of Christians, a couple of Catholics out to visit with you in your
Beautiful.
Home. And don't be afraid, Gary. Don't be nervous. Don't be anxious, because we're not coming to judge you. We're coming to see Jesus in you.
And I think that's the point for all of us to consider today. We can all do something. We can all do something to bring Jesus to the world, but oftentimes we feel that we can't do it by ourselves. And I would agree, we can't do it by ourselves, but the Lord doesn't want us to do it by ourselves. Right, Chris? We have to ask for help.
Right, right. He wants us to hold his hand. He wants us to... What did he say to that rich young man? Come and follow me. Sell all your possessions.
Yeah.
Give the money to the poor. Then come and follow me.
Then
he just wants us to walk with him and see where he goes. When the apostles asked, where is it that you stay, Lord? He said, well, come and see.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's what we forget, because we think he's sending us off by ourselves, but he's not. He wants us to walk with him. But too many times we forget that. We lose sight of that fact.
Yeah, he wants us, he's done the heavy lifting.
Right.
He just wants us to walk along and push the cart. It's already on wheels.
Amen.
The way that's paved to heaven. We just need to walk that path.
The book is Dying to Be Happy, Discovering the Truth About Life. The author is Chris Stepien. Chris, I'm going to have your information linked at spiritinthemorning.com. It's always a pleasure when we get to hang out with you, brother. Thanks for helping us to really heed that call to action. I mean, the Lord wants us to do something. And today, right now, this is all we are ever guaranteed. Right, my friend?
That's all we're guaranteed. So make the best of it. Be joyful. Don't worry about the eclipse. Don't block the light.
There you go. You mean I could come out of my room today, Chris?
Yes, you can. you're not a groundhog, are you? No, you can come out. It'll be a shadow.
I'll try my best. All right, brother. Thanks so much for joining us.
God bless you. Thank you so much.
All right, man. We'll talk to you next time. Chris Steppy, and the book is Dying to Be Happy, Discovering the Truth About Life. We'll have Chris's information linked at spiritinthemorning.com. Dave, this is a must-read, this book.
Yes,
Chris,
it is.
Chris really nails it. I mean, I think so many times...
I'm going to get the book and read it.
We become overwhelmed by, almost paralyzed by thinking, I can't do it. I can't do this. I'm not good enough. You are good enough. Mm-hmm. With the Lord's help, you can do anything. Whatever he needs you to do, you can do, as long as you turn to him for help. All right, when we come back, it's time for your Be Not Afraid Bible verse. Stay tuned.
Do you want to have your business get noticed? Do you want to support and evangelize your faith? Underwriting Holy Spirit Radio is a great way to accomplish each of these. Holy Spirit Radio is a listener-supported nonprofit foundation. Join with other faith-filled businesses like yours. Business sponsorships start as low as $300 per month. Learn more at holyspiritradio.org, call us at 215-345-1570, or email frank@holyspiritradio.org.
The Catholic Answers Minute. I'm Father Vincent Serpa. In John 15:26, when Jesus promised the Advocate, he then warned the disciples that they would be expelled from the synagogues. The hour would come when they would be killed as an act of worship by ignorant people. Now, why does God allow this to be so? Why not have everyone be of an accepting mindset? But such is not God's design. He did not program us to be benign automatons. We can kill the apostles and the prophets who came before them. We can even persecute and put to death the Son of God. Who is this unfathomable being that he allows such evil to rear its wrath upon the sacred? He is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, who transcend the universe and yet are imaged in our very DNA. Because we know the Father and the Son, we revel in such mystery. The Spirit has indeed breathed on us. I'm Father Vincent Serpa for Catholic Answers, Catholic.com.
More enjoyable than Scrapple. Spirit. Spirit. Spirit in the Morning with Gary Simak.
Tell me, Lord, how can it be that you would choose to use someone like me? Someone like me. Couple billion people in this world. Yeah, you have chosen to use somebody so unworthy. I'm just another pen you're putting to the paper, a reflection of my maker. Write your name on my soul. I'm just another chapter. your song. Make the world want to sing along. From the mountains to the valley.
That's My Savior in Me by Dana Catherine. I'm Gary Zimek. Thank you for listening to Spirit in the Morning. Your Be Not Afraid Bible verse for the day, it comes from 2 Timothy 4:7. I have competed well. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. The words of St. Paul. I think one of the more challenging things that we face in our lives, especially if you're a worrier, if you tend to worry about things, become overwhelmed, is that you think, well, I've got to survive every day for the rest of my life. I have to not worry for the rest of my life. How about this? Try to do it for 1 minute. 1 minute, 2 minutes, 5 minutes with the Lord's help. You know, Dave, I think that when life gets overwhelming, we were talking on the break about being planners. We're planners by nature. Mm-hmm. I think sometimes if we plan too far ahead and aren't willing to depart from the plan as circumstances
Absolutely,
change,
yes.
we can completely almost become paralyzed and,
Absolutely.
And think, I can't do anything because if this doesn't work, then the whole plan will fall
exactly,
apart.
Exactly, exactly. And then, well, to Chris Stepien's point, I mean, we may not be here in like 3 years for whatever our plan. It's okay. And as your point, Gary, we have to plan, but we have to be flexible.
That's right.
We have to have a plan in life to use our gifts and how we're going to execute all that, those gifts from the Lord. But hey, take it one day at a time.
Yeah, because we can become so focused on the entire, the big picture. And what we all want to echo St. Paul's words here. I've competed well. I have finished the race. We want to finish the race and make it to the finish line and get to heaven. But if I'm too focused on my entire life today, I'm not going to get anywhere.
Exactly.
Today there are challenges.
That can
there
be
are things
paralyzing.
I have to do.
Yeah,
that's right.
And daunting. I love that. I love that. Be not afraid. You know.
Well, I'm glad.
That, because as an athlete, in a way, I mean
that's
an analogy,
good, yeah,
a metaphor,
it is.
I should
right,
say.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I've run the good race, and I've competed. We're all competing.
Says our Bounce You athlete over here.
Yeah,
oh,
really.
Good point. Yeah, you had to bring that up. That's right.
Wow.
I don't even have a T-shirt.
I have T-shirts from Bounce You. No. Been there, done that. Don't want to slide again. No offense, but that's a grandpa.
That's right. I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah.
our athlete, Mr. Parker, here. Right?
I was talking more from marathoning and swimming, guys, and cycling, okay? Anyway.
That was a good one, Frank. I'm here to amuse.
Zing.
Zing.
We started out talking about a comedian, right? And
that's
Jerry
right.
Lewis, but I don't know.
That's right. So don't
now,
forget
Frank
the,
Eliason.
Now,
catch his act.
Before I forget, Dave, the eclipse, what time do we look for that?
It starts about 1:21.
On the West Coast.
On the West Coast. And so, then and it, as it comes across America, basically until about 3
I think
it'll
be
o'clock.
More viewable here between like 2:30 and 3:30, somewhere in that,
oh, okay.
that range is when
okay.
the, it'll
the
be
range
in this
area. The range I was told, I've been seeing is start to finish 1:21 to about 3.
Yeah, it basically, I know it's in Nashville at 2:30.
Okay.
So, to give you ideas, that right. direct path.
Is it going to stop and listen to some music in Nashville?
Hey, you never know. Just maybe you'll find Elvis.
Good thing we're about to go off the air.
Gary, wow. Gary, that's a good eye roll. I'm
telling you. Yeah, so,
I have a Pope Francis
Let's
tweets.
Hear it. Let's hear
so
it.
So two different tweets I'll bring out. Well, first, actually, let me give the tweets and then I'll give the shout out. First, from yesterday, we always need to rediscover God's love and mercy in order to develop our relationship with Him. And then today, may the Holy Spirit grant peace to the whole world and heal the wounds of war and terrorism. So, you know, ultimately, you know, great words from the Pope. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when we think of it, we do try and bring it. But I also want to give a quick shout out to a listener of ours, Jim.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, he sent...
My buddy Jim.
One of the things we've talked about a few times...
Our buddy Jim.
...is how in the Muslim faith, Mary is quite connected to them. In within the the Quran is mentioned quite a bit. In fact, more than even in our Bible, which is quite fascinating.
Yes.
But there is a mosque in... now I forgot where, Dubai, I believe it was, that actually changed its name. And it changed its name. It was renamed Mary, Mother of Jesus Mosque.
Wow.
So what I've said before is if we want to really, you know, get through to different faiths and whatnot and get through to people within that faith, you know what? Pray to Mary. That's where our connection point is. Yeah. And so
I've been praying. I pray to her daily.
Yeah.
Several times a day.
So a quick shout out to Jim for sending that to us.
Jim is so smart on his theology and his in the church in general, well, and many other religions.
That's right. So thank you, Jim, for that tidbit. Tomorrow on the show, we're going to be joined by Father Terry Ehrman, who has written a book for Catholic Answers, and also Dina Dwyer Owens. She is on the board of the Dwyer Group. She was featured on Undercover Boss, an episode that I still remember. We're going to have her on the show. Wednesday, Sonia Corbett will join us. And on Thursday, Jeannie Mancini, the president of the March for Life, and Father Marty Gleason. Friday, Monica Hannon. Monica is a newscaster from, I believe, North Dakota, who has written a book about, check this out, The Gift of Death, a message of comfort and hope. Very interesting book. You've got it. You got to hear this. Friday.
Unique perspective.
We're going to be joined by our friend Father Jim Sitchko. He's going to be filling in for Dan Burke this weekend, this Friday, because Dan's going to be traveling. So that's it. Got a big week ahead.
All right.
On
Looking
Spirit
forward
in the
to
morning.
It, Garrett and Frank.
And God willing, I plan to be here. So I
God willing, I do too.
I hope we will all be here. And again, Frank, Dave, thanks for joining me on the program on this beautiful Monday.
And everybody enjoy the beauty of the eclipse.
That's right.
Absolutely.
That's right. Amen. Be safe. Wear those glasses. Right, Mr. Parker?
Absolutely. Wear those glasses, folks.
That's right. Now listen, remember, wherever you go, this was a theme on the program today. Don't forget, the Lord is with you. You don't have to do it by yourself. I think that's a problem we have sometimes. We forget that He's with us. So why don't you turn around and say, hey, Lord, what's up? Can you help me? Very simple. Doesn't have to be rocket science. Do that today, and you're going to find your burden will be a lot lighter. Make sure you don't forget about Him. Make sure you ask Him for help. Thanks so much for listening. Remember to follow us online at spiritinthemorning.com. Talk to you soon.
This show is produced with love by Holy Spirit Radio, inspired by the Holy Spirit, communicating hope.